Okay, friends, it is time for another edition of my collaboration with Bro in the Woods. I know I just dropped something new, but he dropped a new part and wanted me to do a blind reaction. So I thought, what better way to do this than to do it now before I'm too tempted to read it and then like spoil myself. So everybody, get your water or whatever beverage you're drinking. Get yourself some popcorn. And settle in, because this is going to be a scintillating story. While I take a sip of my beverage, I'll give you a second to get settled. Hydration is key, everybody. Stay hydrated. Okay. See you. Now that I have all of that wrapped up, we're gonna go find our friend's story. All right, here we are. So this is part 7 of this story. What? Hello, ladies. Nice to see you. Keep at it. If you're following along, or like for whatever reason, or going to the page, there's this big picture of two blondes with blue and hazel? Green? I don't know. Brown? Well, I feel like I'm focusing on what I'm not supposed to be focusing on. Their tongues are caressing an uncut cock. So, oh boy. Wow, 5 awards. Get it. It's impressive. It's a pretty good story. You freaking scamp. It's a threesome story. God damn it. I'm kind of glad that I skipped around like this, because otherwise I'd been like, oh, this is coming. So we're going to skip all the fun stuff that he's talking about. Basically, homeboy had a girl who had a pact with her friends that all of them could boink each other's boyfriends if circumstances and everybody was all consenting. And needless to say, our friend consented, and some sharing was happening, and girlfriend likes herself a cut queen. If you don't know what that means, is she likes other women boinking her man, or other people. I'm sure I'm just, like, totally debasing a complete and total fetish and kink here, and I'm so sorry, guys. I am so failing at describing things today. But basically, she gets off about sharing. And I think there is some deg in there. Degradation. I don't know. Anyways. Okay. So, we're gonna start. And just so you guys know, I might not be best at reading today. And, I've decided for this story, once the action gets going or something changes, or I just can't help myself anymore, I've got my quick on standby, and I will be putting it on random pattern, because I know that's what I was trying to do last time, but I didn't end up doing it, so I do promise you guys that the story is still going to be good. I'm not going to ruin it. Okay, so getting into it, Danielle's text was a eureka moment. Of course, I thought Claire had always indicated to me that she wanted to be dominated. In my attempt to be considerate, I had been ignoring what she was telling me indirectly. Okay, pause. I have things to say about this. Okay. If a girl tells you that she wants it harder, or says, oh, you know, hey, babe, you know, you could be a little bit, you don't have to be so gentle with me. Like, listen, we're trying to tell you that we want it a little rougher. And women, if you're listening, sit down, have a conversation with your dude. Like, I know it's kind of weird, but if you're like, hey, I really like it when you do X, I really want to try Y. It's good. It's not, everybody's gonna win in the end, I guess. So talk to each other. Okay. Now that we're off of my tangent, here. So, you'd been ignoring what she was telling you, indirectly, obviously. Ideally, we would have an open discussion about what we each preferred, but if Claire wasn't up for that, this was the next best thing. Okay, so, you addressed it. I should have held my comments there. It's good that you had the convo. good on ya. Because the combo is always preferred. Once Danielle had cleared some of the fog, my anticipation began building again. I could hardly believe what I was going to be experiencing in just a few days. Naturally, I was once again spending a lot of time at the gym. All the time, that is, that I didn't spend on Claire. Good boy. You take care of your woman will take care of you. That's the advice I always give men. Like, when you're going into sex, don't think about what pleasure you're going to get out of it, because she's thinking about that. Think about what you're going to give her. Believe you, your sex life will improve. Okay. Apart from giving her a lot of time and attention, we had been slowly training her tight asshole for D-Day. Ooh, I've always been too intimidated to, I mean, I've had anal, but at first you'd barely be able to wiggle your index finger up to the first digit, but with the help of lube and some perseverance, I could squeeze my thumb into her ass, which I did now every time we fucked. The key was to take it slow. Mm-hmm. I learned from Claire that her only previous attempt at anal had gone badly when the dude tried to just shove his cock in without warming her up properly. Rookie mistake, lad. Slow and steady wins more than just braces. That is 110% true. Like, if you're trying anal and it's her first time, give her an orgasm first. First of all, it'll help with lubrication. Second of all, you don't just go straight in. Like, come on. Here's the rule of thumb, gentlemen. If you wouldn't want this done to you, why the fuck would you do it that way to her? You know? All right. But, oh, at least you guys did training for this and worked it up. You know, one of my favorite experiences, personally, was when my husband used one of my bullet vibrators and he put it in my ass while he fucked me and it vibrated. It felt so good. But this story isn't about me getting horny. Okay. So, as part of our preparation, Claire and I visited a sex store to pick up a few items we figured might come in handy. Specifically, we were looking to buy a water-based lube, a new vibrator, but I was secretly hoping to purchase... Oh boy, this is kind of something I've always wanted to try. I was hoping to purchase a double-sided dildo. Surprisingly, I'd been watching a lot of porn, more porn recently, and something new I discovered that I really enjoyed was two chicks using a double-sided dildo together while sucking dick. I mean, yeah, it's pretty explanatory. Of course, it's hot as hell. I was aware, however, that for my first threesome, this is probably flying too close to the sun. Sure enough, at the store, when I half-jokingly pointed out the double-sided dildos, Claire gave me an odd look, laughed, and turned away. One thing at a time, I told myself. I would have to wait a bit longer before I fulfilled that particular fantasy, but that's a story for another day. God damn. I was hoping to hear about that. Fuck. Now all I'm thinking about is double-sided dildos. Shit. Okay. Since this is already going to hell in the handbasket and I'm already starting to get a little prematurely aroused, let's add some fire to the gasoline. Alrighty. Okay. Oh, all right. In the meantime, we purchased a new vibrator, lots of water-based lube, and ended up picking up a jeweled butt plug as well. Oh, I want one of those. Claire was bright pink and excited by the time we left the store, which was really cute. Oh, I would be that. I'd be blushing too. I was used to my confident, self-assured girlfriend, but lately I was seeing this whole new side of her, more shy and wanting me to take the lead. Also, outside of the bedroom. Ever since I talked with Danielle about it, I'd started being more assertive with Claire in the bedroom, and the results were incredible. We fantasized about our upcoming threesome during sex. Instead of being confused by Claire's mixed signals, I would tell her how she was gonna watch me fuck her friend. Her response to this was invariably going wild into wild animal mode and fucking me silly. Afterwards, she never brought it up, nor revised her instructions about the actual threesome. I didn't know what was going to happen on the actual day, but I figured I'd have to play it by ear, even if I didn't end up fucking Danny again. I would still have the experience of a lifetime with two total babes, and I was more than okay with that. Okay. Finally, the day was here. Claire had spent all day exfoliating, moisturizing, and God knows what else. By the time the evening rolled around, Claire finally came out of the bathroom, looking nearly as dolled up as Danny always did. She was wearing a simple white dress that showed off her boobs and ended a little above her knees. She even had light makeup on. She asked me anxiously how she looks, and it hit me. She'd done all this not mainly to impress me, but Danny. I wasn't sure how intimate Claire planned on getting with Danny, but seeing that she was clearly trying to impress her was making my cock twitch in anticipation. "You look beautiful," I told her honestly. I'd been paying her a lot of attention and showering her with compliments lately, not because she was genuinely an amazing girlfriend, but also because I wanted to stave off any potential jealousy she felt. Looking at her now, I seemed to have succeeded because I only saw pure excitement in her face. I pulled her into my lap and had begun to kiss her when the doorbell rang, and Claire practically ran down to answer it. Danny was actually not late for once. It seemed that Claire and I weren't the only ones looking forward to this. Once the squealing and hugs had subsided, I got a proper look at Danny. Of course, she was as perfectly made up as ever, and her hair was loose. She was wearing high-waisted booty denim shorts and a tight tube top. Pretty tame stuff for Danny, but the fact that I could make out her pierced nipples through the thin fabric made up for that. I greeted her with a hug. There was a little awkwardness in the air, mingled with a sexual tension, as if I hadn't seen her since we'd fucked at her place. Danny was smiling at me with a knowing look, and it occurred to me that this was very probably not her first threesome. My cock twitched again in anticipation, and I took a deep breath. Both girls seemed to be waiting for me to say something. Eventually, I blurted out, "Does anyone want a drink?" that broke the ice, and everyone laughed a little at the strangeness of the situation as I prepared our drinks. We talked a little about random things as we slowly let the alcohol go to our heads. I was mostly not paying attention to the conversation, but silently brainstorming ways to get this party started. I caught only snatches of the conversation as I tuned out
In-N-Out. Crazy place. So rich. Lucky bitch. At his beach house? Too bad he's bad in bed. Wait, what? I turned back into the conversation. Who's bad in bed? I asked, and the girls burst out laughing. Andrea's new boyfriend, Danny told me. Apparently he's hot and rich, but sadly he doesn't have a lot going on for him downstairs. She shrugged and winked at me. Most guys only have 2 out of 3, Claire giggled. This information was both gratifying and somewhat irritating to me. I couldn't exactly say why. I'd thought about Andrea in a while, and I'd also been off Instagram. I asked the girls where she'd been lately. They sighed wistfully and informed me that she was currently on a long holiday with her boyfriend at his fancy beach villa. Apparently, whenever she wasn't showing off and trying to make her friends envious, she was complaining about her boyfriend to them. That definitely sounded like Andrea I knew. Thinking about her using this unsuspecting guy was pissing me off as much as the thought of him getting to fuck her. I was getting pretty annoyed, so I went to the kitchen to fix myself another drink and clear my head. And when I got back, Claire and Danny were giggling and talking softly. Danny whispered something in Claire's ear, and Claire giggled and nodded. What's going on? I asked. Oh, nothing. We're just talking about how Andrea would be really jealous if she knew what she was missing out on, Claire said with a slightly drunken grin on her face. I didn't really know what to say to that. I just stood there and sipped on my drink. Danny was slowly stroking Claire's hair. I realized that the time had come to make a move. I went over to them and sat next to them on the large couch. The girls started giggling again, and I noticed that Claire and Danny were holding hands. I leaned over and kissed Claire. She kissed me back eagerly. She cut my face with her free hand. I felt another hand on my lower back. My heart began beating faster. This was actually happening. I began to rub Claire's tits lightly over her dress. She pulled back and smiled at me nervously. Barely a second passed before Danny leaned forward and kissed Claire. The kiss was slow and sensual for a few moments, and then they were aggressively making out with each other. I was in awe of those two insanely hot girls tasting each other's tongues in front of me. Oh God, I would kill to make out right now. My cock was straining against my jeans at this point. Danny was pulling Claire's dress over her head, revealing her matching white bra and panties. I went off behind Claire to assist her and took Claire's bra off, leaving her topless. I had barely grabbed her breasts behind when Danny already had one of Claire's nipples in her mouth and was sucking on it. Claire began moaning softly. Holy shit. Nothing happened for a long time, and then suddenly a lot was happening very quickly. The sight of Danny sucking on Claire's tits and making her moan was incredible. I wanted to touch Danny, but made myself focus on Claire first. She was now sandwiched between me and Danny on the couch, wearing only her panties. As Danny moved from one pink nipple to the other, I reached into Claire's panties. Unsurprisingly, she was wet. I began rubbing her clit, and she moaned louder. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Danny took this as a call to action and began making out with her again. I pushed Claire's panties down to her knees and continued flicking her clit. She had her eyes closed as she moaned. as she bucked against my fingers. I couldn't resist any longer. With my free hand, I leaned forward and groped Danny's tits over her tank top. She immediately paused from making out and pulled off her top. She was wearing nothing underneath. And now I had one hand on my girlfriend's wet pussy, with the other gently pulling on Danny's pierced nipples. They were both moaning into each other's mouths as they kissed. Incredible as the visual stimuli was, my cock was practically aching by now. I was considering unbuttoning my jeans when I noticed that Danny was now kissing her way down Claire's body. Hell yeah. Her lips were nearly at my finger, which was rubbing circles on Claire's clit. I watched as she stared at her friend's bare pussy close up for the first time. I felt Claire jolt, and I knew she'd opened her eyes and was looking at Danny's face between her legs. Claire's legs instinctively tried to close, but I immediately tightened my grip on her thigh with one hand holding her legs apart. A finger dipped down and slightly entered her wet hole. A moan escaped Claire as her body jerked again. In the same moment, Danny looked up into my eyes with an expression of pure lust. She then bent forwards and began to lick Claire's clit. Claire began to tremble and scream. I could feel Danny's lips and tongue against my finger before I moved my hand away and began to massage Claire's tits. Danny began to eat Claire out, licking her pussy frantically, and occasionally pausing to suck on her clit. Holy shit, was that girl a professional? It was clear to all involved that Danny was certainly no amateur when it came to pussy eating. I watched her in awe as Claire began to shudder in my arms. She had one hand in Danny's hair, holding her close as she trembled and came hard. Unable to take it anymore, as soon as Claire came, my hands went to my rock-hard cock. I unbuttoned and unzipped my jeans. Claire was lying back and panting. She had her eyes closed. Danny was still slowly licking her in her folds when she heard me unzip my pants. She raised her head and I immediately pulled her up towards me and kissed her, tasting Claire's pussy on her mouth. Her hands immediately went to my cock, pulling my boxers down and taking out my hard dick. I groaned in relief as she wrapped her hand around my dick and began to stroke it. She climbed off the couch. She got on her knees on the ground before me, still stroking my cock. And I felt Claire pull my t-shirt off from behind me. She kissed my back and then crawled over the couch, joining Danny and kneeling in front of me. I grabbed Claire's head and pushed her towards my dick. She began slowly licking the dick head, and immediately Danny followed her lead and began licking to the other side of my dick. I felt like I'd died and gone to heaven. There were two beautiful blondes licking up and down my dick, worshipping every inch of it. Danny began to make her trademark porn star noises, spit bubbling up all over her face. Claire was licking and sucking along the base and shaft, while Danny was sucking on my dick head. I grabbed her head and I pushed her down on my dick. She moaned louder and pushed my dick into her throat. Fuck. I began thrusting myself into her throat, and suddenly I looked to the side and noticed Claire's expression. She was watching me throat fuck Danielle with an expression of pure desire on her face. Her eyes were unfocused and her mouth opened as she watched. I grabbed her head. Sorry, I guess I need to contain myself. I grabbed her head and pulled her back towards my dick. She immediately began licking my balls as Danny worked my cock. After a few minutes of this, I began to feel my cock pulsating, and with great effort, I pulled Danny off my dick. Uncomfortable as it was having my cock back out in the cold air. Oh, poor boy. I'm sure it won't be out cold air for long. My head was swimming, and I needed to take a small break if I was gonna last. The two girls looked at me expectantly. Make out on my cock, I told them. Ooh, that might be a new bucket list item. And I'm not even... I don't know. I'm open to the experience. Claire and Danny grinned at each other. I would too. Claire put one hand on my cock and brought it between their lips. They began to make out. Fuck. The sensation of them kissing with my cock between their lips and their thrashing tongues was everything I hoped it would be. I was immediately addicted. I could have stayed like that forever, and I would have been happy. After what I felt was too short a time, Claire raised her head and said, "Fuck, please fuck me." Yeah. I was reluctant to leave my own personal heaven, but my throbbing cock was also needing release. I looked down at Claire and then at Danny, and I remembered that what Danny told me about Claire. I turned away from Claire. "Take off your shorts," I told Danny. She seemed a little surprised, but stood up and obeyed, and underneath, she had on a tiny orange thong that barely covered her pussy. "Turn around," I told her, and she did, revealing her amazing ass, which had swallowed up the string. Claire was watching this silently. I could see how turned on she was. I reached out and grabbed Danny's ass, shaking it so it jiggled, and I spanked it lightly. Danny let out a soft moan. Kind of makes me want to do the same. You know what? Fuck it. This is a unique occasion to bring out my spatula really quick and give you guys the full surround sound experience. Okay, the things I do. Oh, nope, that's not at all what we were aiming for. There it is. Even good girls like Spanx every once in a while. Okay, so. So he spanked it lightly and Danny let out a moan. I looked back at Claire and said, "Do you deserve to be fucked before her?" Oh shit. Some hard shit. Claire gasped, and I waited with bated breath. Her shock melted away, and she said, I don't. Whoa. You don't what? I don't deserve to be fucked before her, sir. Danny twisted around to look at us, looking amazed. For a girl like Danny, this was probably playing perfectly into her kinks as well. Good girl. I'm going to fuck her right here in our bed, I told Claire, and led Danny by hand to the bedroom. I don't know, I think I might have wanted to be led by my hair, but you know what? Either way, it's still hot. So
there she scrambled onto the bed on all fours, just as she'd done last time, and she bent her bubble butt up in the air before me. Claire followed us to the bedroom and sat next to us on my bed. I was about to fuck Danny in front of my girlfriend. Claire was breathing heavily, and I decided to push my luck even further. "Tell me what you want, Claire." "Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh, fuck is right. Say it. I want Danny to hear." "Oh, God, please fuck her, sir. I want to watch you fuck her." "Oh, that's potent as hell." Danny moaned, "Why?" I asked Claire. I could see from her face she was uncomfortable, but that very discomfort was turning her on. I was determined to push her boundaries. I smiled at her. "Do you want to watch me fuck her?" I said. "Again?" "Or, sorry, why?" And then she said, "Because she's so fucking hot, sir." She trailed off. I simply stared at her, rubbing my cock on Danny's pussy, waiting. Claire hesitated for a moment and then panted, "Because she deserves your cock, sir. She deserves it more than I do." And as soon as she said the last part, I shoved my cock in. Danny practically screamed as I pushed into her wet pussy, and I began to fuck her fast. And Claire groaned and slipped a hand between her legs. She scrambled towards us for a good view, and she ended up kneeling next to me, watching as my dick slammed in and out of Danny. I tried to kiss Claire as I fucked Danny, but she pulled away almost immediately, her eyes fixed on my dick. Clearly, she wanted to watch. "Again, then," I thought, and I yanked her towards forward so her cheek was pressed against Danny's ass, so she had a perfect view of my dick entering her friend's pussy. Oh, I slammed my dick into Danny's hole. She began panting. "Oh, yeah. I mean, this is not me acting. This is just hot. Oh, yeah." Repeatedly in this high-pitched porno voice as I fucked her. "Oh, okay. I get what you were going for. I guess I took it to a deeper, more sensual place." She's going like, "Oh, yeah." Which I can't do, but today I'm just feeling a little bit different with this reaction. So I slammed my dick hard into Danny's hole, and she began panting. "Oh, yeah." Again. Oh, I'm pulling up the picture. Finally, my cock began to pulse, and I felt the release course through my body as I finally began to come. I kept thrusting into her, shooting a huge load into Danny's pussy as she moaned and screamed so loudly I was sure our neighbors could hear. As soon as I finished coming, I pulled out, and Claire grabbed my cock and began sucking on it. I guess she finally got to taste Danny's pussy on my cock. As Claire was devouring my cock, Danny turned over on her back, and I made eye contact with her. She was panting as she watched Claire clicking my cock. After a few moments, I gently guided her face towards Danny's dripping pussy. Oh, fuck. I knew that prior to today, Claire's girl-on-girl action had been limited to kissing and touching, but today was a day for firsts. Oh, God damn it. Claire looked up at me, and I nodded, encouraging her. She leaned forward and began licking Danny's pussy.
Danny closed her eyes and whimpered in a way I've never heard before. It was unbelievably sexy. Now that I had come, I was once again clear-headed enough to appreciate just how incredible the situation was. Claire was slowly eating my cum out of Danny's cream-pied pussy. Wow. It took a few moments to admire the way, the view, and then I picked up the lube from the bedside table and scooped a generous amount of it up with my fingers. I got off the bed and stood behind Claire, who was engrossed in her task, and I spread her ass. She gasped, which made Danny whimper again. Claire continued licking her wet pussy as I massaged lube into Claire's puckered rosebud. Now she began moaning against Danny's clit. Danny now had her legs wrapped around Claire's head. As I gently slipped a finger into my girlfriend's asshole, as Danny came against her face, I watched Danny's face as she came. Her face was scrunched up and her mouth was open, free from her usual play acting. She looked vulnerable and real, and truth be told, sexier than usual. I shifted the focus to Claire's ass. It was so tight. I could feel her interwoven squeezing my finger slowly as I eased another finger into her. And she arched her back and began panting. Danny was now murmuring softly to her and rubbing her shoulders. Suddenly she said, "Not like this, baby. Turn around." And I pulled my fingers out of Claire's asshole. She got on her back with her head in Danny's laps. She spread her legs and raised her ass. I bent down to kiss her stomach before shifting my attention back to her ass. I gently worked my fingers back in and began to finger Claire's ass slowly until her whimpers turned into moans. Needlessly to say, my cock was hard again. I roughly pushed it into Claire's soaking wet pussy, and she squealed. I fucked her pussy slowly, while still fingering her in the ass. Now with my thumb, I was completely lost in the moment when out of nowhere, Danny grabbed her phone and snapped a picture of my dick entering Claire. "What the fuck?" I exclaimed. But Danny just winked at me. Claire didn't even react. She was too overwhelmed by all the sensation, focused on the task at hand. And finally, I pulled my dick out of Claire's pussy and positioned it at her ass. Danny handed me the lube again, and I slathered generously on my dick. Lubrication is key. I looked Claire in the eyes and asked, "Are you ready?" She nodded and leaned back into Danny's lap and began to push slowly into Claire's asshole. First, it seemed like there was no way her ass would accept my dick, but I continued to push slowly, and Danny pulled Claire's legs back towards her, giving me a better angle. Slowly, very slowly, my cock began to sink into her asshole, and I watched Claire's face carefully. She was trembling and had her eyes closed, but seemed to be enjoying the sensation. After many minutes passed, I was fully inside of her ass. The feeling was absolutely unbelievable. Her asshole was so tight, it felt like it was crushing my dick. I've been told the same thing of my pussy. Humble brag, I guess. Sorry, this story's just got me feeling some type of way, okay? Eventually, I began to move inside her, slowly fucking her asshole. Claire was moaning loudly now, gasping incoherently, and Danny stroked her hair and face and rubbed her neck and shoulders. Seeing how much Danny obviously cared for Claire was making me feel very affectionate towards her. We made eye contact, and as I slid in and out of Claire's ass, Danny blew me a kiss. I was so fucking sexy to stare at Danny, lingering on her pierced tits as I fucked my girlfriend in the ass. My gaze switched between Danny's face and tits and Claire's beautiful body spread out in front of me. Danny massaging Claire's breasts now, pinching her nipples between her forefingers and thumbs as they slid in and out of her. Yes, don't forget about those tits. I gradually increased my pace, going faster and spending slightly longer with my balls pressed against Claire's ass each time I was fully inside her. Finally, I was ready to come. I closed my eyes and upped my pace even more. I heard a buzzing sound and then opened my eyes to see that Danny had placed the vibrator on Claire's clit. Oh, genius. Yeah, genius is correct. As I would say, sorry, this is hard not to lose it. Fuck. Okay, I had completely forgotten about the toys. Claire was shaking. Now, and I began fucking her harder, and she screamed incoherently as I finally pumped my cum into her ass. Danny kept the vibrator on Claire's clit for a little longer after I pulled out. Watching as Danny expertly rubbed the sex toy on her friend's pussy until she came again, shuddering violently. Exhausted, we all collapsed into a heap onto the bed. Danny and I stroked and kissed Claire, who was in between us, until she seemed to recover. I couldn't believe how well everything worked out. I had just had the most incredible experience of my life, and I had Danny to thank not only for her heads up about what Claire wanted, but also for being so generous and cool during the threesome. After resting for a bit, Claire went off to take a shower, leaving Danielle and me alone. I turned to see Danny watching me with a sly smile playing on her lips. Truth be told, I wanted to kiss her. I wanted to grab her magnificent ass and spread it. I wanted to push her onto her back, make her whimper like she had before. I wanted to watch her face as she came around my cock. The way Danny was looking at me, I thought she probably knew what I was thinking. Yeah. You men and your faces, very transparent, but also very potent. Although she was still naked in my bed, something told me that ravaging Danny now would be out of bounds. Instead, I impulsively leaned forward and kissed her. Nothing wild, just a short, sweet kiss. Danny kissed me back for a few moments, and I pulled back, not wanting to get carried away. She still had that wicked smile on her face. I thanked Danny and told her I couldn't be more grateful to her for everything. She simply laughed and said, "I bet you could." At the time, I just laughed and didn't think much of it. Silly, silly man. But a few days later, when I had pretty much resigned myself to the fact that life would be downhill from here on out, my phone buzzed. It was a photo from Danielle, a cropped screenshot of text between her and Drea, and it was the picture taken of me and Claire, followed by a message from Andrea. "Ugh, I need that cock so bad right now." Oh, dang, okay, so that's part 7. Fuck, I did survive. Yeah, I think that was a fun time, and I think I I need to go.
but not before telling you that I do plan to continue doing these, and I would love your feedback about what you just heard, or if you want to see us try a new direction with these reactions. Just let me know. I enjoy the feedback.